What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to the Pre Imperfections podcast. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn, and if it wasn't meant to be, you wouldn't have made it to me. So welcome back to another episode, a long time episode. I haven't honestly put anything out in a really long time, and I feel so bad. But in reality, I've had a lot going on. And I know I feel like every time I come back on here, I always have a lot going on. And I wish I was lying. I wish I really didn't have a lot going on and I was just bullshitting you guys. But I've had a lot going on in the last couple of months since October. I've just been nonstop, just going. So I made it my business to sit down and take a break. And that's what I did. And I'm finally feeling up to doing stuff again. For a while, I wasn't posting on social media either. And I definitely haven't been posting any podcasts. But all because I haven't been posting doesn't mean I haven't been thinking about my podcast, because my podcast is my baby and I missed it, and I've been having a bit of identity crisis, and I don't know if it would classify as an identity crisis, but for me it's kind of an identity crisis because I've been trying to figure out what the hell I want to talk about. Seriously, it's been a real freaking struggle, and I've been also debating whether I want to cuss on here. And for those who really know me deep down, in person, knows that I cuss like a fucking sailor. I really do. It's not a problem for me. I enjoy it. I don't know if I'll say I enjoy it, but it's definitely not something I plan on getting rid of. So I guess I'm going to have to incorporate it into my podcast anyway, because I cuss like a sailor, and that's the end of it. But like I said, I've been having a bit of an identity crisis, because haven't known what to post about, to talk about, who my audience is, or none of that. So I had to take more time for that, to sit back and really analyze who the fuck I am when it comes to this podcast. What do I want to talk about? Who do I want to talk to? What excites me anymore? I lost myself making this podcast last season. Although it was a great season and I'm proud of all the effort and time that I put in to making those podcasts that I did, I don't feel like all of them were completely me. Because I'm a bubbly person. I'm a fun, bubbly, outrageous person. And I want to keep that same energy in my podcast, because if you don't know who you are and you lose yourself, then you start trying to please people who don't even care about you, and you start losing what your message is. So, in the process of me thinking about who I am and who I want to be for you guys, my audience, I took the time and sat back, and I came to the conclusion that my audience is in between the ages of 20 and about 30. Well, actually younger. It could be a little bit younger for like teenagers, because in reality, even though I'm an adult, I still am on the younger side. I do not want to reveal my age. That's something I don't want to do. Actually, you know what? I'm lying to you guys. I'm going to do it. I am 20 years old. My birthday is June 1st. And I'm telling you this because I want you guys to be able to know who your host is, Von Shay Ogburn. So, yes, I am 20 years old. I was born in Flint, Michigan. I moved to, not Charlotte. I moved to North Carolina when I was younger. I didn't stay in Flint for long. I only stayed to the age around 2. So I had lived in North Carolina all the way up to the age of 13, 14 before I finally moved to Ohio. And then from Ohio, I decided to move to New York. And I can't remember if I put that in my initial intro podcast, but now, if you didn't know, now you know. You know a little bit more about me, and I feel like that's fair. So, with that being said, I want to get to know you guys. So, if you have me on social media, you can inbox me things about yourself on social media. I want to really get to know you guys, and I'm gonna leave that at that. But to back to the subject at hand, I've been trying to figure out who I am, and it has been a struggle, and I didn't think it would be this hard to figure out me. I mean, I spend the most time with myself. I spend 24/7, 365 days a year with myself. So why would it be so hard to know what I want? And that's because I have so many different things that I can relate to and that interest me that I felt like I had to talk about every one of those things. And while I can talk about every last one of those things, it's not going to help me, and it didn't help me. It left me very lost and confused about where I wanted to go, who I wanted to talk to. But there are things that I feel like appeal to me more and that I'm more passionate about and that I can share with you guys. And then from there, then I can actually grab my own audience, and you guys won't be as confused about what this podcast is about either. So I'm still laying down the groundwork and everything and making the rough draft of what I want my vision to look like. I know I'm getting closer to what I want it to be, but I need to actually create it. So I've been working on the footwork, so be patient with me, you guys, in this process. It is a lot, but it's nothing that I can't handle, and I'm gonna do it. And I started podcasting because honestly, I thought it would be a really fun hobby, and turns out it really is. It's a fun hobby, and I enjoyed it. But in all the time of me trying to figure out who I am and what I want to do with this, it sucked all the fun out of it, and it almost made me not want to do podcasting anymore. But I stopped myself, and here we are. 7 minutes in to another podcast. So you guys, give your girl a round of applause because I did not give up. And I don't typically give up. So really, I'm happy I did it. I mean, okay, I lied again. I don't always give up. But when I start feeling discouraged, then I do tend to give up, especially if I feel like I've lost my way. And that's kind of what happened with blogging. I tried blogging for a while and I gave up on that shit so quick, you guys. It wasn't even funny. I tried it, didn't like it. And you know what the real issue about it was? Is that I did not have the time to sit down and try to write and edit and come up with a picture to put there, and then had to really like give a crap about the copyrights on the pictures. It's just too much, in my opinion, for me. And I don't have a lot of time as it is, which already poses a problem for me in my regular day-to-day life. So podcasting is a lot easier on my schedule and on me. Now, it's just about making subjects. So, what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about things that pertain to me. For one, I am a young black mother. That's what I relate to, and that's my passion, me, and girls who look like me and deal with the things that I do. Growing up and getting into adulthood, I've dealt with so many different scenarios, and I've been through a lot of different struggles, learned so many different things. And for me at my age, I've learned a lot, and I've dealt with a lot of experience, success, all that. For those who don't know, I graduated at the age of 16. Technically, I graduated at 15, but I didn't walk the stage until after my birthday. So I always say 16, but in reality, I got my diploma way before then. So I've kind of been an overachiever, but then I've also dealt with things that kind of pushed me back or made me feel shitty, even pushed me into depression at one point. Like, example, I had my son at the age of 14. I got pregnant when I was 13 and I had my son at 14. So being a teen mom and trying to finish high school was a very big accomplishment for me, but it was a very big struggle for me also. So that's why I decided, after really thinking about who I am and all this stuff, and that is who I am. I am the young black mother who, you know, started out as a teen mom, but I am a successful mother and I have accomplished so much, and I want to share those triumphs and, you know, all my success stories with you guys so that maybe I can help somebody. Maybe I can inspire somebody to do the same thing, do something different, get up and do the things that they want to do. Make an example out of my mistakes. Because what is living if, you know, we can't learn from our mistakes and teach other people so that they don't make the same mistakes? And now, everything in my life was not a mistake. I've had a lot of successes, like I said. So I'm going to share those too, you know, how and show you how you can be successful in some aspects of your life, especially in like work environments or in school or just in social environments altogether. So give you guys advice, you know, make you laugh, maybe make you cry a little bit, because also those who know me, I am a crybaby. I am a big crybaby. I am that person that cries over this, the you know, the animals dying in the movies or the very touching sentimental scenes. They make me cry, so I can't help myself. I'm a very sentimental and emotional person, so I have accepted that. So I, hopefully not sad tears, hopefully happy tears, because I don't want to make you guys cry. Not sad tears, at least. But that's the bulk of it. That's what I came on here to say. I've really been sitting here thinking about how I want to go about doing this. And I'm actually here at my job that I don't want to work. So again, so many things that I'm guessing people that can relate to. I mean, who doesn't, you know, start out? I mean, actually, let me rephrase that. Not everybody starts out with a job that truly love. Not everybody. Some of us are lucky enough to hit it on the nail the first time, and some of us aren't. Some of us, it takes a couple of tries before we're like, okay, I can get jiggy with it. So that's how I'm feeling right now. And I know what I want to do with my life. And right now, I'm not there. And that's a subject for another day. And that's what I mean. I have things that I could talk to you guys about. And I'm sure that you guys can relate to them. So that's what this podcast is becoming. Just me giving you guys advice based on my past experiences and just sharing my stories that can hopefully make you laugh or anything along those lines, because this is how I look at it. We're friends. Whether you like it or not, we're friends now. Now. If it comes to the point where we find out that we're probably not the best friends, that's okay. Or maybe, you know, people out there are a little strange. I cannot go without denying that. There are some strange people in this world. But hopefully, listening to this podcast, it will make you feel like we are best friends. Because girl or boy, because, you know, I don't discriminate about who listens to my podcast. But I know for the most part, the people I talk to are women. So with that being said, anybody who listens to my podcast, hopefully we can be the best of friends. Now, I'm still trying to debate what I want to call my friends. I can't just call you friends. I can't. I was thinking maybe peeps, because like my peep. Oh, I like that. My peeps. But I don't know if I would spell it P-E-E-P-S. Is there any other way you could spell peeps? Help me out with that. I don't know. Because the initials for the podcast is P-I. P. Because it's the Pre-Imperfections podcast. Although people always like be like, don't add the podcast at the end. We don't need to know that it's the podcast. But I feel like people who come out of nowhere and are like, hey, what is this? I think adding the title podcast in there helps a lot. Because if you just say, hey, it's Pre-Imperfections, they're going to be like, what the fuck is that? So I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking with the podcast at the end, no matter how much people hate it, because you know what? I just feel like it serves a purpose. So I'm going to keep it there. With that being said, hopefully on this journey of me finding my podcast voice, you maybe learned something from me. With that being said again, that's all, folks, that I have to say. And I'm not good at ending these podcasts yet, but we're going to work on it. So come grow with me and let's explore the possibilities.